Hello.
Good day, sir. My name is Arterius, and I am returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
46061.
And your name is David.
Yes.
Phrasing blah.
Round spot, yes.
All right, can you verify the P.O. box for security purposes, please?
1992.
Yes, sir. I'm waiting on your account information to surface. Once it does, I'll let you know what's appearing on the account, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. David. My system just running a bit slower today than normal. But as soon as your information is up, then we'll proceed. I normally never takes this long.
Well, it's just because it's my account, I guess.
It should be coming up soon, Mr. David. And I promise you, sir, I thank you for your patience. As soon as it's up, I'll let you know what's appearing.
Everybody else frozen or just you?
It seemed like it's just me. It's not frozen, it's just taking a while to load. It's just spinning. So normally it would have been up. We're probably halfway done with the call. Sometimes it's like you wouldn't think that the weather plays a part in it. But if it's cloudy, for some reason, it always runs slow.
You want a satellite link?
It seems like it, but I don't think so. Right. Because we'll always have interruptions if it is on satellite.
Maybe this is because I'm requesting a refund
I
that
mean,
the system doesn't want to cooperate. I'm getting suspicious here that if I was buying something, it would work really fast. If you owe me money, it's running really slow.
promise you, sir. I get where you're coming from, but the system doesn't discriminate. I think today is just slow. Yes, sir. That's, you know, we have to help customers with like if updating addresses and things like that. But sometimes we do get a lot of customers, they may call and cancel or things like that. So it comes with the territory with canceling, updating, and refunding accounts. Yes, sir. But normally my calls are like 3 to 4 minutes, and it's already like almost 5.5, and I haven't even been able to tell you nothing. So it's quite embarrassing. So I do ask that you just.
Well, what about reloading or getting a supervisor to help you
All
or
right, and I
what?
actually did. I did. I may have to transfer you.
No. Then I'll get cut off and I'll never get called back. I have a cancel code from when I talked to Joy on 12/7. Would that help you?
I mean, it would be great actually, but that the cancel code would help me get the account pulled up. And I got it pulled up. I'm just waiting on the information. So mainly you were trying to get the account refunded. You already been canceled and everything.
Well, I canceled. I was trying to get, she said I could get a 50% refund, and then I got a message from her. I couldn't answer the phone, so she left a voicemail that said, "Well, there's something wrong with your card. We can't refund your 50%," which I don't understand because it's the same card you charged just a few
Right.
days ago for the
Right.
transaction.
I get that. What can I do to get this account up?
I suggest maybe asking a supervisor for help.
The only thing that this is really due to the system.
Yeah, but they should know if you're having problems pulling up information because that looks bad on your statistics that a, you know, call's taking 7 minutes and 20 seconds when, you know, your average call time is 4 minutes and that reflects badly on your statistics.
That is true.
You should know
Right.
it's the system, not you.
Right. I see. Let me tell you this. Because I'm going to do this the best way I can. You got that Stealth Elite drone that was ordered on November the 14th, right?
Yeah.
2022. All right. It was $8.25 was for that shipping. You got a priority ship, that priority warranty bundle, which was $9.97. All right. And that $67.32, that's the membership fee. Now, this is being canceled. So mainly you're trying to see if you get that 50% refund.
I'm trying to get a refund of that membership fee. That was in the fine print under policy, under terms and conditions, and it was not displayed on the website. It was hidden in the terms and conditions. So I think that was kind of a,
Good
you know,
morning.
not very fair deal. So if I can't get my 6732 back, I'll settle for 50% of it. You're talking about 50% of the 6732, not the 825, right?
Right. Yes, sir. It will get you 3366.
As long as we're on the same page.
Yes,
All
sir,
right,
we
good.
are. And as for how I had to do your account, that was a first. But I can go ahead, we can complete this, and I'm going to get my IT team to get that refund sent to your account. Let me see if I can
Okay,
get
well, what's
you.
the what, let me read you the message she left. Hang on a second. Let me my voicemails. I submitted the refund yesterday. They're receiving an error processing it to the same card. So I'm giving you a call back. So that's what she said.
And was that was her that was her calling you back, or was that when I called you back?
Nope. Well, I don't know who called me back, but it was a call from your company, and it just said we can't process the transaction to this account. I submitted a refund. for $33.66. They're receiving an error processing the refund. This is why I'm giving you a call back. Please call back.
So seems like we're on the same point.
Error they got in trying to process the refund?
It's odd, but we actually got done. We got through. I may even be able to get you a cancellation code. But yes, sir, that $33.66 will be refunded to the account in 3 to 5 business days.
But who processes those refunds? Those are the people having trouble with my credit card. You see the notes in the account from the other day when somebody called me back?
Somebody I wish
called me
I
back
could.
On Thursday. I got 2 calls on Thursday last week. You see any notes about a problem processing the refund?
No, sir. The only thing I see is when they got you canceled.
All right. Yes, there was a cancel code. I talked to Joy on the 7th. KC021 was the cancel code. So if I assume you don't process the refund, somebody else does, right?
Right.
Okay,
yes,
so we need to get in touch with those people or a supervisor to find out why there was a problem processing the refund. Because if you put this through to process the refund, I suspect they're just going to run into the same problem with my credit card all over again. So we'll be in this circle of process the refund, can't go through, notify you, call us back, wait on hold. We call you back, process the refund, can't go through. So we got to get through this problem of processing the refund. How do we do that? Who do we talk to about that?
I can help you out with that. Because if they can't get that refund through your account, they can send it through a check. They can mail it to you, to your address.
Fine. Let's do a check then.
All right. Not a problem. Give me 1 second. The address. In that P.O. box, is that okay?
P.O. box 1992, Noblesville, Indiana, 46061.
Yes, sir, that's what we have. So, ma'am, you want that paper check sent to that account if they are having a problem with your card.
That's right. Uh-huh. And can I get your name just so I know who I talked to today? I'm making some notes here.
Yes, sir, it's Art, A-R-T.
Art. All right, Art. All right. So I'll expect that check. I'll give you 10 days, and then I'll call back if I don't have it.
Yes, sir. I hope it's much sooner than that. But I'm going to get your account to my IT team. Yes, sir. And hopefully you see that money in 3 to 5 business days. If not, then it's come to your check, to your P.O. box within 5 to 7.
All right, Art. Thank you for taking care of this. I appreciate the help.
No problem. And I apologize again, sir, on behalf of that wait time. But we are getting this taken care of for you.
Okay, and that account, that this recurring 6732, that subscription is canceled, correct?
Right.
Was that canceled?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, Mr. David.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye.